could barely breathe. I was just like, I couldn't even believe that my son was driving. It was just so awesome. And I knew that every morning and then I'd talk about it. I knew that I'd written it down. I knew that I had been dreaming about it for going on probably 5+ years. And so to be able to see it and nobody else knowing really, other than me kind of talking about it, like to my mom, but she really didn't even quite understand the hugeness of it, right?
Welcome to the Miracle Plant Podcast, the show that inspires, promotes, and gives you a daily dose of inspiration from the people who have used cannabis to change their lives in extraordinary ways. Here's your host, Justin Benton.
Well, it is Monday, which means it's Grateful Share Monday meeting. And I could kick it off, I guess. So much to be grateful for me. It comes down to real basic, or, you know, like we've talked about with my buddy, Dr. Myron Golden, and, you know, by the time he makes it to the car, he's, you know, he's like buzzing, and, you know, a bad leg. He's just so grateful that he's got air in his lungs and, you know, house over his head and warm bed, surrounded by loved ones and health, even though he's got some health challenges. And, you know, that's where I am, or that's where I like to start my day, is like really getting into that. And obviously that's why we do these Grateful Share things, is to get ourselves into that, but also writing it down. I think it's crazy how much, how powerful writing things down is. You know, Napoleon Hill talks about auto-suggestion, which is the, you know, repeating something over and over. You know, some call it a mantra, but it's also just writing things down. Like I've said before, it's like there's a reason why they call it spelling. You know, when you write things down, it's like the pen is your wand, and you can have anything that you want when you write it down, and you'll get whatever you want and attract whatever you want in life if you're focused on what you want. But the question is, what is it that you want? I know that we kid around with my oldest, Zoe, and I think we were in the kitchen the other day, and something about not knowing what she wants. And sometimes it's as simple as not knowing what she wants for food. But I was, you know, have like ingrained in her, well, you can't get what you want if you don't know what you want. And there's this old cartoon I used to watch growing up, G.I. Joe. And it's like, you know, knowing's half the battle, is what they would say at the opening credits. And it's so important to know what you want. And here's the other thing that I find, and now I'm talking to myself too, is like, look at all, and that's the part of the Grateful Share, is look at all the things that you have that you wanted. Are you grateful for them? Look at all the things that you prayed for, you wanted in your life, and now you have, now that you have attracted those things. Are you grateful for them? And how can you be grateful for them? It's just to remember to remind yourself to look at all the things that you have in your life that you didn't have, that you wanted, and now you do have. And when you focus on that and truly write it down, think about it, start your morning with it every single day, then that's when your mind and your brain and the universe and your subconscious mind, which really runs the show, starts to look for more things to be grateful for, starts to look for more things that you want, starts to see opportunities, have conversations, bump into people, read a book, see a post. All these things start being attracted to you because in the back of your mind, that's what you're telling your subconscious to look for, are things that you want. That's the power of the laws of attraction, is what you constantly think about, you get. So that's what these Grateful Shares are all about. So what is it that you want? I put that in a post, I think, in the Secrets of Success VIP affiliate Facebook group. On Saturday, there was Earl Nightingale. We have these podcasts from, he was on the radio from like 1950 to, or maybe 1940 to like 1975 or something, like every day. And so he's got 7,500 radio broadcasts, but they're only 3 minutes long, and they're called Our Changing World. And he talks about that, in episode 118, which we just released. And he talks about, you know, what is the one thing that you really want? If you can boil down all the things that you put down on your list of the things that you want, what are all the things that you want? Write them all down. And what's the one thing that you want the most? And so that you don't have. And so, you know, what do? Your first thing you do is you write it down. And now you write it down every day. And you remind yourself every morning, every day, this is what I want. And watch what happens, you know, obviously come up with a plan and execute, take action. And whether it's hanging around people that have what you want, so you can learn from them how to get what you want that they have, or, you know, hiring a coach, joining a community, reading books, podcasts, and also cutting out things that don't align with that. Like, don't hang around people or books or movies or TV shows or things that would plant those seeds in your mind that would have, you know, would be fear-based or scarcity-based, you know. Or you just, like I've said before a bunch, which I love, is like, before someone you hang out with, you know, if you hang around someone who's always giving you an opinion and kind of like dragging you down and taking energy out of you, just like start a new rule, you know, and you follow the rule too. Just say, hey, look, here's a cool game, let's play. And I've been working on, and I think everyone should work on it, is before we share an opinion, how about I ask if you want to hear my opinion before you share it? Even if you want to share it in goodwill and you're trying to help, sometimes people don't want it. They really don't want it. Even if it's great advice, and they're not ready to receive it. And it could actually be a negative to them and to their relationship. So before offering an opinion, ask, would you like to hear my opinion? I know it's really hard, but when you get someone to say, yes, I would like to hear your opinion, then you've got their attention. Just like every time Linda comes on, she's like, you know, can you hear me? Like, that's probably some like deep psychological sublingual subconscious brilliance that she's come across in her life and personal life and professional life. Of that is a way to grab everyone's attention. That's one of the first things I used to teach salespeople 20 years ago. And it was a book from Steve Shipman about cold calling. And you would say, can you hear me? When you got on the phone, when you got them on the phone, because they would say yes. And that means you got their attention. So again, these are the secrets of success that I've been obviously diving in, and happy to share what I've learned, and excited to see what's to come. We've got a lot of great partners for Secrets of Success, but have also transitioned over to 101 CBD, which has been cool. You know, organically, some of these major players are in affiliate marketing or JV joint ventures that have hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people in their audience and email lists and social media, are now reaching out to me and wanting to hear my story and wanting to try our products to potentially do a white label or a wholesale account. And I still know that's the way that we're going to reach a billion people by 2025, is by doing this influencer marketing, you know, this joint ventures with affiliate marketing. And I mean, really, it's that coupled with SEO. And we hitched our wagon back up to an old SEO partner and got like 350 leads, which we need to email and get in our email sequences and getting them go rock and rolling. And those are the two ways that we're going to hit a billion people by 2025, is by joint ventures with people that have our audience already, which I'm, you know, doing organically through my partnerships with Russell and Secrets of Success, and working with brilliant SEO people, which stands for search engine optimization. So when you go to Google and you type in, like, you know, natural pain relief, that you show up on the bottom left side. Those are all natural listings based on the content that you provide. So anyways, I'm just grateful for life, another day on this planet, another day to be to do what I'm called to serve, be what I need to be. And with that, I will pass the mic.
Well, this is Kristen. I'll go next for grateful shares. That's always one of my favorite things to do, is to share something I'm grateful for. So We were in Arizona last week with Jackson for a horse therapy camp, and he, as usual, blew me away. He just did so great, and just like his language increases, like his independent skills increase, just everything. And so Cowboy Scotty had surprised us because, and he didn't even know that this was like on my bucket list. Like I have it written down in my journal. Like I wake up in the morning, I do a quick little meditation around 5:30, 6 o'clock in the morning. Now I've been doing that for several months, and really, like I write down everything that I want in my life, and I visualize it, and I'm truly trying to like believe it's going to happen. I really do believe it's going to happen. I just don't know when. Anyways, in my book, it literally says Jackson driving a golf cart, right? Because one of the things I want to do is we've been saving up to get a golf cart for him. And so we're not there yet, but we will be. And I want him to go around the neighborhood. And because a lot of the people in our neighborhood have a golf cart. And it's like I see it all the time for holidays. And I just have this like, oh, it'd be so cool if Jackson could have that. We could have him drive. Oh my gosh, that'd be so great. So then, Cowboy Scotty did not know this, by the way. And he goes, okay, Jackson, let's go in the golf cart. And Jackson got on the passenger side. And then he's like, okay, mama, go on the other, meet us around the corner. And I'm like, oh, okay. So I'm just thinking they're, driving the golf cart, like meaning Cowboy Scotty is. And I come around the corner. And it takes a second for my brain to like process it to see that it's my son. Like they did a switcheroo. Jackson has never, and I mean never, gotten behind a wheel in a golf cart, like ever. And so I can't even really even think of, we got to drive in one on the, in the, we were in the back, but never even in the front. And so like, this was like, it took a second. I'm like, wait, is my son driving that? And like, I grab my video and I'm like stumbling, just trying to get my video out. And then I'm like trying to like hold back the tears because like, it just, I could barely breathe. I was just like, I couldn't even believe that my son was driving. It was just so awesome. And I knew that every morning and then I'd talk about it. I knew that I'd written it down. I knew that I'd been dreaming about it for going on probably 5+ years. And so to be able to see it and nobody else knowing really, other than me kind of talking about it like to my mom, but she really didn't even quite understand the like the hugeness of it, right? And like I am just like, oh my gosh. And he like did so good and he was so proud of himself. And so I am just so grateful for that. He is just, I mean, and then we did, I know this is like my, being on camera kind of proud moment of my kid. So like I played sports, but I played like tennis and dance and cheer and gymnastics, right? And that's the kind of stuff I did. And a little bit of golf. And so my son, obviously, he loves swimming and surfing and horseback riding and just different stuff. But I've also always been in front of a camera or been on stage or something since I've been very young. And so, we did a live, if you guys saw it, I was, and then I had to teach myself, which took like 2 hours down a rabbit hole, but I figured it out to pull it off of a live because it's like a new, it's a secret kind of process. Like you're not supposed to be able to do it, but I figured it out. Because I wanted to put it on 101 CBD's YouTube. And now I'm trying to figure out how to cut it down by 10 seconds so we can get it on a reel because it's like, I don't know where to cut it or speed it up because I feel like the reel will do well with it. But, anyways, my son did a live for CBD, 101 CBD, did a live. Okay. That means I have no idea what is going to happen on camera. I don't know what he's going to talk about. I don't know if we're going to do well. I don't know anything. I just trusted it was going to be okay. And if you guys don't get a chance, if you hopefully get a chance to go into our group for Heal the World, I am so stinking proud of that kid. I watched him and I was just like, oh my gosh, like we did that live. He was awesome in that live. And he just, I mean, he blew me away. And I told him after, I'm like, dude, do you know you just did a live? Do you know you did that in one take? Do you know what kind of professionalism that is to do that in one take, kiddo? Like, if I get anything on one take, it's like never happens, like maybe two, three if I'm lucky. To do that in one take, I was just so stinking proud. I felt like if I would imagine if like he played a sport I played, and I was thinking of Justin and like your guys' son playing baseball, right? Like to me, that was the same thing. Like he got that on one stinking take. So those are my amazing, like grateful shares. I am just, oh, just so beyond grateful. I guess I'm so proud of him. So, anyways, and I know, and you guys already know this. there's no, this would never happen without 101 CBD. Oh, one kind of sad thing was the scholarship that they gave us, the guy didn't pay. So that kind of sucked. So it's okay. I paid. And I don't know if you guys hear my son, he is singing in the background at our house right now. but he's called his opera singing, but anyways, he didn't pay, but that's okay. Maybe he'll give a scholarship for next year, but didn't matter because what we experienced was like completely priceless. So anyways, if you guys did not get a chance to see our live video, Jackson doing it for 101, oh, you have to see it because it's awesome. But anyway, that's my proud moment of a mom and grateful share.
With that being said, it is the top of the hour. So we will get out there and heal the world however best we can. And so grateful for all of you. So grateful for this plant. So grateful for the opportunities, the relationships that this has led us to. And on the count of three, let's say heal the world and get out there and do it. Ready? Here we go. Unmute your minds. One, two, three.
They heal the world.
Heal the world.
All right.
Have an amazing
All right, day. That's his favorite part of the meeting.
Yeah, my favorite.
Happy Monday, all. Everybody.
Make it a great week. Take care, everybody.
Thanks for listening to today's show. To check out more great cannabis podcasts, go to podconnects.com. Here's a preview of one of our other shows.
99.9% of our DNA is identical. It's a 0.1% that truly makes us different and unique. And that's what the show is about. Find out that 0.1% about your favorite guests. Find out what music they like, their first cannabis experience, and even what their room looked like growing up. But more importantly, or as important, their journey. Learn what makes them unique on Everything Is Personal.